The Foreign Ministry of the Vietnam Democratic Republic issued a statement early this morning categorically refuting the U.S. government's slander of so-called attacks on U.S. warships by patrol boats of the Vietnam Democratic Republic. The statement exposed the dangerous U.S. plot of creating another pretext for provocations against the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. Here is the text of the statement. On September 17th and 18th, 1964, the United States kept sending several destroyers to the Tonkin Gulf to engage in activities in waters close to the Vietnam Democratic Republic. Then, at 22 hours on September 18th, 1964, as two U.S. destroyers sailed to a point near Nga An, heavy explosions were heard and flashes of light and aircraft circling over the spot were seen from the shore. After that, news attributed to the Defense Department of the United States scurrilously accused Vietnamese patrol boats of attacking U.S. warships. Then, U.S. news agencies raised threatening cries that the United States would retaliate. The memory of a similar incident on August 4, 1964, concocted by the U.S. government as a pretext for the act of war against the Democratic Republic of Vietnam the next day, is still fresh in everyone's mind. Obviously, the United States is circulating another such myth as an excuse for attacking the Vietnam Democratic Republic. On September 4, 1964, the government of the Vietnam Democratic Republic complained to the two co-chairmen of the 1954 Geneva Conference on the Indo-Chinese Situation and other nations that participated in the conference that the United States was scheming to create new incidents to attack North Vietnam. These actions of the U.S. government are extremely serious. They have greatly increased the danger of an extension of the Indo-China war and gravely menaced the situation in Indochina and Southeast Asia. The government of the Vietnam Democratic Republic categorically refutes the slander spread by the U.S. government against the Vietnam Democratic Republic. It earnestly appeals to the people of the world and the governments of the peace-loving countries, the other socialist countries, and the countries which participated in the 1954 Geneva Conference to condemn strongly this U.S. plot and firmly to check these dangerous actions of the U.S. government. The government of the Vietnam Democratic Republic deems it necessary to reaffirm that it cherishes a deep love of peace and has consistently observed and implemented the 1954 Geneva Agreement on Vietnam, but that it will never tolerate any encroachment upon its sovereignty and territory by U.S. imperialism and its countries, or any attack by them on the peaceful labor of the North Vietnamese people. All provocations and acts of aggression against the Democratic Republic of Vietnam will certainly be frustrated by the overwhelming might of the entire Vietnamese people. The United States and its countries will have to bear full responsibility for all the grave consequences arising from their warlike actions in this region. That was the text of a statement issued by the Foreign Ministry of the Democratic Republic of Vietnam. You're listening to the news from Radio Peking. The people of northern Vietnam are greatly enraged by U.S. imperialism's fabrication of the so-called new incident in the Gulf of Bắc Bình in an attempt to use it as a pretext for launching a fresh military attack on the Vietnam Democratic Republic. In one voice, they condemn U.S. imperialism for its despicable tactics of thief, crime, stop thief. They are determined to deal at any moment head-on blows at the enemy.
This is Radio Peking. Good evening, everyone. We're now on the air with a one-hour program in English. Here's the news. We will now broadcast the Sultan News Agency press communique of October 16th concerning the explosion of an atom bomb by China, and also the statement of the government of the People's Republic of China. We will now broadcast the Sultan News Agency press communique of October 16th concerning the explosion of an atom bomb by China, and also the statement of the government of the People's Republic of China.
Press communique. China exploded an atom bomb in the western region of China at 15 hours Peking time on October 16, 1964, and thereby conducted successfully its first nuclear test. The success of China's nuclear test is a major achievement of the Chinese people in the strengthening of their national defense and safeguarding of their motherland, as well as a major contribution made by the Chinese people to the cause of the defense of world peace. The success of this test was due to the hard work and the great coordinated effort of China's workers, engineering and technical personnel, scientific personnel, and all working personnel engaged in building up China's national defenses, as well as various regions and departments throughout the country, who, under the leadership of the party, displayed a spirit of relying on their own efforts and making enterprising endeavors. The Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party and the State Council warmly congratulate them. Statement of the Government of the People's Republic of China, October 16, 1964. China exploded an atom bomb at 15 hours on October 16, 1964. And thereby conducted successfully its first nuclear test. This is a major achievement of the Chinese people in their struggle to increase their national defense capability and oppose the U.S. imperialist policy of nuclear blackmail and nuclear threats. To defend oneself is the inalienable right of every sovereign state, and to safeguard world peace is the common task of all peace-loving countries. China cannot remain idle and do nothing in the face of the ever-increasing nuclear threat posed by the United States. China is forced to conduct nuclear tests and develop nuclear weapons. The Chinese government has consistently advocated the complete prohibition and thorough destruction of nuclear weapons. Should this have been realized, China need not develop the nuclear weapon. But this position of ours has met the stubborn resistance of the U.S. imperialists. The Chinese government pointed out long ago that the treaty on the partial halting of nuclear tests signed by the United States, Britain, and the Soviet Union in Moscow in July 1963 was a big fraud to fool the people of the world, that it tried to consolidate the nuclear monopoly held by the three nuclear powers and tie up the hands and feet of all peace-loving countries, and that it not only did not decrease, but had increased the nuclear threat of U.S. imperialism against the people of China and of the whole world. The U.S. government declared undisguisedly even then that the conclusion of such a treaty does not at all mean that the United States would not conduct underground tests or would not use, manufacture, stockpile, export, or proliferate nuclear weapons. The facts of the past year and more fully prove this point. During the past year and more, the United States has not stopped manufacturing various nuclear weapons on the basis of the nuclear tests which it had already conducted. Furthermore, seeking for ever greater perfection, the United States has during the same period conducted several dozen underground nuclear tests, and thereby more perfecting the nuclear weapons it manufactures. In stationing nuclear submarines in Japan, the United States is posing a direct threat to the Japanese people, the Chinese people, and the peoples of all other Asian countries. The United States is now putting nuclear weapons into the hands of the West German revanchists through the so-called multilateral nuclear force, and thereby threatening the security of the German Democratic Republic and the other East European socialist countries. U.S. submarines carrying Polaris missiles with nuclear warheads are prowling the Taiwan Straits, the Tonkin Gulf, the Mediterranean Sea, the Pacific Ocean, the Indian Ocean, and the Atlantic Ocean, threatening everywhere peace-loving countries and all peoples who are fighting against imperialism, colonialism, and neocolonialism. Under such circumstances, how can it be considered that the U.S. nuclear blackmail and nuclear threat against the people of the world no longer exist just because of the false impression created by the temporary halting of atmospheric tests by the United States? The atom bomb is a paper tiger. This famous saying by Chairman Mao Zedong is known to all. This was our view in the past, and this is still our view at present. China is developing nuclear weapons not because we believe in the omnipotence of nuclear weapons and that China plans to use nuclear weapons. The truth is exactly to the contrary. In developing nuclear weapons, China's aim is to break the nuclear monopoly of the nuclear powers and to eliminate nuclear weapons. The Chinese government is loyal to Marxism-Leninism and proletarian internationalism. We believe in the people. It is the people who decide the outcome of a war, and not any weapon. The destiny of China is decided by the Chinese people, and the destiny of the world by the peoples of the world, and not by the nuclear weapon. The development of nuclear weapons by China is for defense and for protecting the Chinese people from the danger of the United States launching a nuclear war. The Chinese government hereby solemnly declares that China will never at any time and under any circumstances be the first to use nuclear weapons. The Chinese people firmly support the struggles for liberation waged by all oppressed nations and people of the world. We are convinced that by relying on their own struggles and also through mutual aid, the peoples of the world will certainly win victory. The mastering of the nuclear weapon by China is a great encouragement to the revolutionary peoples of the world in their struggles, and a great contribution to the cause of defending world peace. On the question of nuclear weapons, China will neither commit the error of adventurism nor the error of capitulationism. The Chinese people can be trusted. The Chinese government fully understands the good wishes of peace-loving countries and people for the halting of all nuclear tests. But more and more countries are coming to realize that the more the U.S. imperialists and their partners hold on to their nuclear monopoly, the more is there danger of a nuclear war breaking out. They have it, and you don't. And so, they are very haughty. But once those who oppose them also have it, they would no longer be so haughty. Their policy of nuclear blackmail and nuclear threat would no longer be so effective. And the possibility for a complete prohibition and fair destruction of nuclear weapons would increase. We sincerely hope that a nuclear war would never occur. We are convinced that so long as all peace-loving countries and people of the world make common efforts and persist in the struggle, a nuclear war can be prevented. The Chinese government thereby formally proposes to the governments of the world that a summit conference of all the countries of the world be convened to discuss the question of the complete prohibition and thorough destruction of nuclear weapons. And that as a first step, the summit conference should reach an agreement to the effect that the nuclear powers and those countries which will soon become nuclear powers undertake not to use nuclear weapons, neither to use them against non-nuclear countries and nuclear-free zones, nor against each other. If those countries in possession of huge quantities of nuclear weapons are not even willing to undertake not to use them, how can those countries not yet in possession of them be expected to believe in their sincerity for peace and not to adopt possible and necessary defensive measures? The Chinese government will, as always, exert every effort to promote the realization of the noble aim of the complete prohibition and thorough destruction of nuclear weapons through international consultations. Before the advent of such a day, the Chinese government and people will firmly and unswervingly march along their own road of strengthening their national defenses, defending their motherland, and safeguarding world peace. We are convinced that nuclear weapons, which are, after all, created by man, certainly will be eliminated by man.
That was the Xinhua News Agency press communique of October 16th concerning the explosion of an atom bomb by China, and also the statement of the government of the People's Republic of China. In Peking, the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress held an enlarged meeting Saturday morning, presided over by Chairman Zhu De. With great excitement, the participants heard reports on the successful explosion of China's first atom bomb, made by responsible personnel of the Ministries of National Defense and Foreign Affairs. Discussing the report, the Standing Committee members stressed that this was a victory for the Chinese Communist Party's general line of going all out, aiming high, and achieving more
faster, better, and more economical results in building socialism. It was also a victory of the Chinese people, who have carried out the policy of relying on their own strength and working vigorously for the prosperity of the motherland. They stated that this represented a major achievement in the strengthening of China's national defense and also a major contribution to the defense of world peace. Premier Zhou Enlai and Vice Chairman of the National People's Congress Standing Committee, Peng Zhen, also spoke at the meeting amidst thunderous applause. The Standing Committee of the National People's Congress expressed hearty congratulations to the workers, engineering and technical personnel, and scientific workers who are taking part in China's nuclear test, and all who are engaged in building up China's national defenses. You're listening to Radio Peking.
You're listening to Radio Peking. Wednesday's People's Daily Editorial on Lyndon Johnson's April 17 statement bears the title, "The Johnson Administration's Blackmail Will Never Succeed." The editorial says, "In summary, Lyndon Johnson made another statement on Vietnam on April 17th. He harped throughout on the old tune of his April 7th speech, continuing his two-pronged tactics for counter-revolution, while peddling his old wares of so-called unconditional discussions. He set up an undisguised clamor for speeding the escalation of the war. The people of the whole world want the American aggressors to get out of Vietnam. But Johnson replies that the United States will occupy South Vietnam whatever the cost." That was the main substance of his April 17th statement. Let everyone everywhere have a look at the shameless tactics of the American aggressors. They are for all the world like a gang of robbers, savage and brutal, holding their loot in one hand and a torch in the other. My expression, if you recognize that it's legal for me to rob you, I may not burn your house down. For if you don't want me to commit arson, you must climb obediently through my window to peace and come quietly to the meeting room. Obviously, U.S. imperialism is using these tactics to make the Vietnamese people bow down to armed force, surrender under bombardment, call a halt to their struggles, and abandon in midstream their sacred cause of resisting America and saving the fatherland. Clearly, it is an attempt to make the Vietnamese people accept a so-called peace, which would mean U.S. occupation of South Vietnam and perpetual slavery for the South Vietnamese people. This would be absolutely intolerable for any self-respecting nation, for anyone who treasures national independence and the honor of the country. As we pointed out earlier, whenever the Johnson administration puts up a smokescreen of peace-seeking, it immediately follows up with a further spreading of the flames of war. It is increasingly clear that Johnson seeded U.S. moves to enlarge the war after raising so-called unconditional discussions on April 7th. Especially noteworthy is that after his April 17 statement, an emergency conference of military heads in Honolulu was officially announced, presided over by Secretary of Defense McNamara, to discuss the state of the war and possible escalation plans. Though all Johnson's crocodile tears and his protestations of sadness cannot cover up the gangster features of the U.S. aggressors, the heroic Vietnamese people can neither be deceived nor intimidated. The Johnson administration
I have never succeeded and will never succeed, either in their peaceful tricks or in their war blackmail. The step-by-step escalation of the war has met and will continue to meet increasingly heavy blows from the Vietnamese people and increasingly strong opposition from the people of the world, including the American people. And this will go on until the Johnson administration can no longer stay on Vietnamese soil. The United States has been forcing its puppets on the South Vietnamese people for 10 years. They call it a 100% independent country. It is in the name of defending this so-called independent country that the United States has turned it step by step into a colony and military base and imposed the most ruthless fascist rule. At present, Johnson is clutching this battered signboard for dear life, saying that American soldiers hang on in South Vietnam to defend its independence. Actually, his aim is long-term occupation of South Vietnam and a permanent partition of Vietnam to put out the roaring flames of people's struggle which burn higher and higher in South Vietnam. Johnson's statement is tantamount to declaration that the United States will not depart from its aggressive aims in South Vietnam, where it intends to hang on come what may, and that it is bent on prosecuting the war of aggression in Vietnam. The people of Vietnam, Indochina, Asia, and the whole world know that as long as the United States hangs on in South Vietnam and does not end its aggression against Vietnam, the Vietnamese people will not have an independent and unified fatherland. Indochina and Asia will not have tranquility, and world peace will be gravely threatened. The People's Daily editorial said in conclusion, the Vietnamese people made up their minds long ago. They will fight as long as the American aggressors want to fight. The people of China, Asia, and the world will support the fight of the Vietnamese people as long as it lasts. Since the American aggressors will not get out of themselves, let them be driven out. You've just heard an abridged version of Wednesday's People's Daily editorial. The Johnson administration's blackmail will never succeed.